Right, call Kyle Wright. Bad accident, hurt at work, make it right. Call Kyle Wright for a free consultation. Call 844-WIN-OHIO or visit ohattorneys.com. Browns confirming this morning they are talking with former Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel today about the head coach opening. McDaniel fired by Miami last week after four seasons. McDaniel was the Browns receivers coach back in 2014. McDaniel also expected a soon interview for the openings with the Falcons, Ravens, and Titans. Well, we might find out today if the Browns have made the cut. Word is that former Ravens head coach John Harbaugh spent the weekend narrowing down his list of teams he's willing to talk to about their jobs. Nothing's official, but Jonathan Jones of CBSSports.com reports this morning Harbaugh is expected to talk with the Giants and the Falcons, and there's a chance he'll interview with the Browns and the Titans. Wildcard weekend in the NFL playoffs coming to an end tonight. Pittsburgh Steelers entertain the Houston Texans. The Steelers have lost six straight postseason games dating back to 2016. Meanwhile, the Texans close out the regular season with nine straight wins. Now they have to try and win their first road playoff game in franchise history. Maybe things are starting to turn a corner for the Cavaliers. They won five of the last seven. Sam Merrill, who scored in double figures in his last five games, thinks the Cavs going in the right direction.
Every night is different, and there's obviously so much volatility night to night in this league, but I do think it feels like it's been slow, and we'd love to really take off here, but I do think there's definitely been some progress here.
Cavs back in action tonight. Entertain the Utah Jazz. Cavs coming off that win against Minnesota Saturday. Meanwhile, Kevin Love and the Jazz coming to town following a 55-point loss at home to Charlotte. Wildcard weekend closes out tonight. Steelers and Texans live here on 92.3 The Fan. Coverage tonight starts at 7:30. Headline sports news every 20 minutes right here on 92.3 The Fan. From the University Hospital Sports Desk, I'm Jeff Thomas.
Our buddy Tyvus Powell from the Browns Radio Network is going to join us coming up at 11:40. And at 12:20, Dan, producing on the fly. Love it. Hey, Mike McDaniel in town. Boom. Let's get somebody from Miami. Joe Shad, who covers the Dolphins for the Palm Beach Post, will be joining us. I'm Jeff Phelps. Daryl's in for Andy today. And we're going to hear from Jonathan Jones in a couple of seconds, who has some insight on some of the coaching searches going on. But, Daryl, there are some interesting things that I'm wondering about with the Browns coaching search. If by chance the Browns are kind of pushing Jim Schwartz on candidates, which I get it, but then just hire Jim Schwartz, are they pushing Shedeur Sanders or Dylan Gabriel on candidates?
Hope not.
Well, I hope not too, but I'm wondering. What do you think?
Hard to tell. Because I went back and listened to what Andrew Berry had to say about mostly Shedeur, because he wasn't asked about Dylan.
He was not overly committal.
I was trying to, because I'm really good at translating Kevin. I got really good at translating Kevin Stefanski, and I'm pretty good at translating Andrew Berry. And after listening to what he said about Shedeur, I struggled to figure out which way the wind was blowing on that one. I don't know that Shedeur did enough to where you do push him on anybody. Like, and listen, I've said I think he did enough to earn an opportunity in 2026 to compete for the job. I'm not saying hand it to the kid, but depending what options are available to you this offseason, you might as well see if this kid can do it for 17 games. But if you're going to make him an end-all, be-all, similar to what we've been talking about with Jim Schwartz, right? Telling these coaches, hey, Jim Schwartz is going to be your defensive coordinator. I don't know that you can do that either, because I think you kneecap your coach. Well, I think you kneecap your coach there too.
I do. I agree.
If you say, hey, we're really going to push Shedeur Sanders this year, because the coach might have, look, one of the questions in these interviews is going to be, what do you think of Shedeur Sanders? What do you think of Dylan Gabriel? Well, what do you see in their game? What's wrong with their game? What would you do to fix their game?
Be happy with them as your quarterback options?
What's their ceiling look like? How far can they take us with you as coach? Like, these are all questions that can be asked in just that one subject, Jeff. There's like eight questions you could ask just off that one thing. So, I would say no. I don't think that you can go into these interviews and say, hey, Shedeur's our guy, make it work. because I think you then eliminate candidates, or candidates eliminate themselves, I should say. And you're not in a position where you want candidates eliminating themselves from the job. Right now, we're just praying that John Harbaugh is willing to include the Browns among his 2 to 4 coaching interviews he's going to do this week. We know Falcons and Giants, I'm going to say probably the Titans too, and then hopefully the Browns. That those would be the four teams that John's willing to talk to.
Interesting. Irie Harris of Cleveland.com put together something late last week, and it said how Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders compared their rookie numbers to 5 Pro Bowl quarterbacks by the numbers when they were rookies. And the summation, and he did a really good job. I'd suggest you go back and take a look at it. He said it was a close count between Gabriel and Sanders, but that Dylan Gabriel's rookie season displays slightly better production by each category.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, but Sanders outperformed him in multiple categories, such as deep pass completions and completed more passes than more of those than Dylan did and some other things. Though I know you're not a Dylan fan, and if you watch the two of them, I think the eye test goes to Shedeur without question.
The statistical analytical test goes to Dylan Gabriel in a landslide.
Yeah, the eye test goes to Shedeur.
100% is Shedeur, and that's why you just can't rely on the analytics to tell you who your quarterback is.
And isn't that odd? Because the whole thing with analytics is supposed to back up what your eyes are telling you. That's one of the odder things in football right now.
But this didn't, I don't think.
Not that it's far from each other.
Hey, analytics are telling these coaches not to kick these field goals in these playoff games, telling them to go for it on fourth down.
Well, it depends on if your kicker can make kicks.
And they lose by 4 or fewer points in all but one case.
I know.
326 million people on this earth. We can't find 32 who can kick a football through two poles.
He's going through Brandon McManus issues.
I'm ready to start chanting, take the points, take the points, take the points. Now,
the analytical argument against that
is there's no guarantee they're going to make the kick. Also, there's no guarantee you're picking up the fourth down and getting a first down. Just saying. It is sport. This is the thing with analytics. There are no such thing as guarantees. It's sports. Anything can happen.
Better off borrowing Scott Petrick's 7-iron and hitting a football through those poles than those idiots kicking it.
Jonathan Jones works for CBS Sports. Dano, he's been busy this morning creating content that is interesting to Clevelanders.
Yes, it is. So, of course, on these shows, we're talking about all the different head coaching openings and the names that are associated with them. And one name getting all the headlines, of course, the man Daryl wants loud and clear, that certain John Harbaugh guy. Jonathan Jones had this to say when it came to the possible openings and where Harbaugh would be interested. Audio courtesy of CBSSports.com.
You have the New York Giants with the quarterback. You have the Atlanta Falcons in a very easy division. You have a number of offensive weapons there. It appears that they have a defensive coordinator that they will keep in place in Jeff Ulbrich. But those are just two options. I'm told from various sources that the Titans would be third. The Cleveland Browns have a chance, an opportunity. I think that the teams at the top would probably really have to screw up their pitches to John Harbaugh.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Well, it's what he said. Adam Schefter reporting that there are 4 teams and the Browns are one of them.
Yes!
So apparently mom going to Shaw High was a real deal. Daryl. This is nothing against our team.
It kind of is, though.
It's a difference. If you've worked for Steve Bisciotti for 18 years, and he's a real hands-off guy who, sits back. Well, the Haslams aren't hands-off owners, and there are a lot of different ways to do it. They're not. Would Harbaugh want to work in that situation? Does he have an incredible amount of respect for Andrew Berry after working with Ozzie Newsome, for a long time? And so I understand that. You understand that. Jones had one more thing to say, Dana.
Yeah, went on a little bit farther about the rumors on what Harbaugh has been demanding.
I know there have been reports out there that he's going to demand a $20 million salary or else he's not even going to come there. He's going to demand full control over the roster or else forget about it. I'm told that that's not true. Obviously, John Harbaugh, by virtue of two decades of coaching experience and winning a Super Bowl, is going to command upwards of $15 million in average annual salary as a head coach of an NFL franchise. And obviously, he's going to have some personnel power, but demands like that, I'm told that that's just not real.
Audio courtesy of CBSSports.com.
That makes sense.
Jimmy Haslam has a bottomless vault. I don't care how much of Jimmy Haslam's money I spend to get John Harbaugh here. I really don't. Pay it. Blank check. Here's a piece of paper, John. Go ahead and write in your salary. Go ahead and write in the terms and conditions of employment. Go ahead and write in who you want to fire. Go ahead and write in who you want to hire. It's all yours, dude, because what we've been doing for 13 years just doesn't work. It has not worked. I've gotten that to that point, Jeff, with the Browns. They've tried every combination. They've tried hands-on. They've tried hands-off. They've tried GM with some control. They've tried GM with little control. They've tried young head coach. They've tried experienced head coach. They've done it all. So I normally am not the give him the power to run the organization. And I don't think John Harbaugh, to what Jonathan Jones just said there on CBS, I don't think that Jonathan Harbaugh is going to demand all of that. But I'm just saying I'm willing to do whatever it takes to bring this man here because I am convinced that he is going to turn this organization around and turn it into a perennial winner. And I said this with the morning show earlier today. Listen, if he turns the Cleveland Browns into a perennial playoff contender and they still don't win a Super Bowl, I can live with that.
Yeah,
that
me too.
That is success for me because I would rather be sitting here this morning debating what should or should not have been done on Wild Card Weekend to win a playoff game, then be sitting here bemoaning the fact that the Browns won their final two games and could have had the number one pick in the draft, which, oh, by the way, they usually screw up anyway, okay,
outside of
Myles Garrett. So, like, John would come in here, he wouldn't take any guff from anybody, and I think they need somebody like that.
Well, no, wait a minute. You might think they need somebody like that. Does ownership want to deal with somebody like that?
Probably not.
Well, see, that's what I wonder here. And this, again, you own the team, and we're going to hear from Arthur Blank, who owns the Falcons, a little bit later on. He said some things I think were fascinating for an owner to say, and I agree with what he said, but there are different ways of doing this. If I go back to this, and early on in this thing, as soon as Kevin was let go, I brought this up about the Haslams. The last time they hired a head coach wasn't in the NFL. They went for an experienced guy who had been out there forever and had won, Doc Rivers in Milwaukee.
And yeah, they were tremendously for them.
I know it's not working real well right now, but that's who they hired. And I remember reading this where Jimmy said, I think it was Jimmy who said it or Doc, it was one or the other. The point was, Jimmy and Doc talk every day. Do you think John Harbaugh wants to have to talk to the owner every day? I wonder if he talked to Bisciotti every day. And I just wonder if that structure of having the owner here dealing with the day-to-day operations of the team, I think.
I am very realistic that John Harbaugh is not going to be the head coach of the Browns. However, I do want them in a room with him. I do want them to get a full debrief from him. Hey, here, you know, like we were talking about, okay, what would you do to solve our quarterback problem? What do you think of Shador? What do you think of Dylan? Can they be fixed? What would you do to fix them?
Should we have kept Tyler Huntley instead of getting him available for you?
What do you think of the operation here? How would you run it? Because here's the thing. I talked about this yesterday with Nick. Like, I would record the entire conversation, run it through AI, get the transcript, and then I would follow everything to a T. Because they need that. They need external eyeballs. John Harbaugh spent 18 years slapping you around the football field, okay? Yeah, occasionally you got a shot in here or there, but for the most part, John Harbaugh had your number, okay?
If you're Harbaugh, do you have to tell them everything, Daryl? If I'm Harbaugh, I'm not telling him everything.
No, but if you're...
I'll interview with you. Yeah, it's great. I'm going to go and look at Shaw High. It's where my mom went to school.
But here's the thing, Jeff. If you're...
Buy me dinner.
If you're John Harbaugh and you're taking that interview,
you're serious. Call me back and I'll give you everything you want to know.
Then you are, because it's very clear John is just not going to take any interview in this cycle.
It is very clear.
So my point is,
he's not going on the Kevin tour,
right? So my point is, if he's not taking it, he's being very careful about what interviews he takes. He's not going to waste this time. Then yes, he's going to be honest in how he answers those questions because he's clearly interested in the job. That's why I think it's critical that they at least get the interview with him so they can get an honest external perspective from a former division rival who used to beat your backside twice a year. Like, and then you take what he says to heart if you're willing to look yourself in the mirror and have those difficult conversations about what's it going to take for us to win. And that's why I posted on X what I did about if the Haslam Sports Group is legitimately serious about winning, if Jimmy meant every word of what he said a week ago, then John Harbaugh should be their number one target to hire.
Tyvus Powell works on the Browns Radio Network. He's going to join us next. His thoughts on what's going on in Cleveland and his thoughts on what was a great wild card weekend. There were some games, man. Tyvus on those next.
Hey, don't be pressured when it's time to shop for an engagement ring. Stop in and see Josh at Bookman & Son, where jewelry shopping is made easy and comfortable. BookmanandSon.com.
Cats are masters at using up their 9 lives, like chasing laser pointers into walls or jumping onto high.